It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're concluding our show looking at the 50th anniversary of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh with a conversation about what it's like to mentor young people as a Big Brother Big Sister. I'm joined now in studio by Tom Baker, Chief Community Affairs Officer at Big Brothers Big Sisters. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. And also with us is Ned Shano, a Big Brother for more than a decade who serves on the board of the organization. Ned Shano, good to see you again.
Paul, great to see you.
The organization has done so much positive work and had such a positive impact in our community. And Tom, like Kara, you've seen how the agency works on both sides since you were also a Big Brother. What has your experience been like?
Yeah, well, thanks, Paul. Being a Big, I always say, has been the second best decision of my life after marrying my wife, of course. But I got
you better say that.
I know, that's right. She could be listening. That's right. She probably is. So I got to be a Big right after college. It was the first month after I graduated from college in 2002. Got matched with my little brother Preston, who was 10 then. And over these last 14 years, got to be there for fifth grade graduation, high school graduation in 2010, and then college graduation in 2014. And we still text or talk almost every day. He's one of my closest friends. And just getting to be his Big for these last 14 years has honestly been the journey of a lifetime.
Tell us a little bit about Preston and why he needed you in his life.
Yeah, well, he hasn't spent too much time with his dad. He's a single mom and lived in a household with his mom, grandmom, and just a lot of female influences in his life. And just needed to have a positive male to spend time with and play sports together. I would go to watch all of his games. Still went to his games even when he played college soccer. And just to be that male advocate for him and to spend time together.
So he was a college athlete. So clearly you were interested in sports. He was interested in sports. And he may not have gone as far as he did in sports without your influence.
Yeah, well, I think it's something that I always tell all of our volunteers at training this, but just showing up for your littles' activities, if that is sporting events, whatever, if they're in the chorus at school, if they're in the school play, whatever activity that your little enjoys doing, just showing up there. And I think we all know that, Paul, you, Ned, everyone, just having supporters there, advocates, people that care about you, in the back of the room when you're doing something throughout your life means a lot to you. So I've always been a huge fan of Preston. And, you know, even when he was in college, we still made the Go PK number 18 signs and had them flying there. So, and that's part of it, just being a fan of your little and just supporting the good things that they do.
What a great story. Ned Shano, you have a little brother, Dennis, and it's been, he's now 17 years old.
He's 17 years old.
So talk about what you and Dennis do and how you got together in the first place.
Well, you know, I had always been interested in becoming a mentor for Big Brothers Big Sisters. I was a Little League coach for 10 years. I was a kids basketball coach for 6 or 7 years. But I really wanted to try to make a one-on-one difference with the kids to really impact one child in their life and stay with them, not just for the season or for several seasons, but hopefully for a much longer time, even a lifetime. So Junior and I got matched when he was about 7 years old, and he was this little kid with this smile that could light up the room. 10 years later, he still has that smile that can light up a room, but he's just a wonderful young man. Everybody at Big Brothers Big Sisters knew him and thought, oh, we have the perfect little brother for you. He's a polite, well-spoken, friendly kid. It's one of the most fulfilling things. Junior and I have done some incredible things through Big Brothers Big Sisters. We've been on the field at Pirates games. We've gone to Steelers games. We've gone to performances and plays. But sometimes the best times that we've spent together are really simple. You know, we'll wash the car or we'll watch TV or watch a movie at the house, go grocery shopping. You know, it's those little things in life. It's just spending quality time, one-on-one time that we both seem to enjoy the best.
And I guess that's something that is important to emphasize is that it doesn't have to be, even though you mentioned, you know, being on the field at a Pirates game and some of these spectacular things, that it doesn't necessarily have to be about finding all of these incredible outings for a child, that just the one-on-one time doing something as simple as watching a movie at home or whatever it might be, that is equally as important.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times we've just gone up to the little neighborhood playground and just shot hoops, you know, and I can't tell you how many times that Dennis and I have been together that he said, you know what, that was my favorite day we've ever spent together.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, those are the type of things. And you look back and say, oh, we just, you know, we did this, we did that. It wasn't anything too exciting. But it shows that even those small everyday interactions, those are impacting these kids. And most of these kids, Dennis in his situation, similar to Preston, he didn't know his father and his mother, and he has brothers and sisters, but he really didn't have a positive male influence in his life. And I hope through the last decade of being matched with Junior, I hope I have been a positive influence to him, and can hopefully inspire him to do well. And I'm happy to report he does very well. He goes to Westinghouse High School and actually had a perfect 4.0 last semester at
Did you ever get one of those?
no comment.
Ask my parents. I think they'll say no. So he's doing very well academically and socially, and hopefully I've played a small part in that.
Well, you know, both of you have had long relationships as big brothers for children who, you know, you became a mentor for at an early age, and then you see them evolve as they grow up. So I am curious about how you may have to make adjustments, you know, as these young men are growing up, and presumably, you know, interests change as mm-hmm. they get older. There are certain friends they may want to hang out with, certain things they may want to do, and they may be getting involved in romantic relationships. And so suddenly you're called on for maybe advice about that as well. I mean, does that sort of thing come up, and how do you deal with it?
Sure. I mean, the children that get matched in our program, they start out between the ages of 6 and 13. And at the volunteer trainings, we always talk about there's a big difference between a 6-year-old you might get matched with and a 13-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
A huge difference. So that a whole different levels of issues and things that they're thinking about and doing. And then the kids can be in our program, as your other guests have shared, until the end of high school, through the program. And that's a wide array of issues. So, I mean, in our 14 years, we've gone through everything from, like, the first girl he liked to now I think we're getting pretty close to getting engaged. So we're it truly is the all the different stages of that.
Well, right, because you go from that stage in a boy's life where if you get to go to a ball game, or you know, even watch a game on TV, and you've got your favorite snack, you're set, you're happy.
Absolutely.
You don't need anything more. And then you're getting older, and all of a sudden it's like, there's more to life,
right?
And there's these, you know, people of the opposite sex that I want to get with, but I don't know how to do it. So I'm wondering what questions come up and how you deal with maybe some of the awkward things that you're called upon to answer because nobody else is there to answer the question.
Right. Well, the one thing I will say, and to Ned's point about the smaller outings can actually be more meaningful, our last three, I've been matched with Eric the last 7 years, and our last three outings were Pitt training camp, Steelers training camp, and going on the field with the Pirates.
And he's how old?
He's about to be 17 this weekend, actually.
Okay.
And the funny thing, that at the Pirates game with Neil Walker, I got a little starstruck. So I was like, oh my goodness, we're meeting Neil Walker. Like, Eric, it's so great. And he was like, T-Bakes. He was like, he puts his pants on every day in the morning just like
T-Bakes.
You do. And I was like,
he's talking you down off the list.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true, though. I think Ned would agree. We learn just as much from our littles as we probably ever teach them. And for young professionals and empty nesters, our two biggest pockets of mentors that get involved in our program, the things that we learn as mentors are incredible as well. And those smaller outings. So I was like, you know, we've done these great things the last three outings. What do you want to do? He's like, I just want to go back to the YMCA and play basketball. Again, that's into Ned's point about playing hoops. Sometimes it's just the little stuff that makes a big difference for the kids.
Sure. So I love that. I love that about how you got starstruck. Hey, T-Bakes.
He just puts his pants on like you do in the morning.
Take it easy, man. You're embarrassing me.
Kind of. That's how it was. Yeah.
So, Ned, is that what kind of perspective has your little brother, quote unquote, given to you on maybe an issue or two?
Well, I think part of it just is being a big brother. You don't have to be perfect. You know, you don't have to.
That's the part I love hearing.
Right. you're a real person, and you don't have to act perfectly when you're around them, and you don't have to pretend to live this perfect life.
Do you make that mistake sometimes at the outset that you're trying too hard to do everything right and you need to kind of relax into the role?
I definitely think so. Big Brothers does a great job of training you all the way through the process when you're matched with the children and they find you know, your similar interests and the child's similar interests, and they try to find some common ground there. But even during the match, the caseworkers at Big Brothers just do a fantastic job of checking in with you. Hey, what are you guys doing? Are there any issues? And in Dennis's case, there has been challenges in his life and his family life that I've had to turn to the case managers and say, hey, I need some help. How best do I address these issues, academic issues, also family issues? And they've done a great job of providing some resources on how to best handle those situations. But, you know, again, we're all human, and we can act like real people around our little brothers, and they appreciate, they see that, you know, over time that all develops.
Just be real. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left. So, Tom, I understand part of your responsibilities with the agency is to recruit new big brothers and big sisters for the program. So let's say I'm interested in learning more about the agency. Can you quickly walk us through the steps it takes to become a big brother or sister? We literally got 30 seconds.
Okay, sure. Sure thing, Paul. Yeah, so Jan mentioned earlier, our website is bbbspgh.org. BBBS is also our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, so if anybody wants to check us out that way. The phone number is 412-363-6100. We'd love to hear from listeners today.
We'll put a link to this on our website.
Okay, and thank you. Yeah, it's a quick application. There's an interview process where we really get to know you so that we can make a strategic match. And then so we do the interview, we do a training, then you become RTBM, ready to be matched, and then we find out a little who would be a good fit for you based on all of your interests and background.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds like a great piece of advice, and folks can follow that. Again, go to our website, WESA.FM. Tom Baker's Chief Community Affairs Officer at Big Brothers Big Sisters, and also Ned Shano, big brother for more than a decade who serves on the board of the education. Gentlemen, thanks, board of the organization. And gentlemen, thank you for being with us.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, on the eve of Pope Francis's visit to the United States, a conversation with Bishop David Zubik and U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan joins us. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.